Mythbuster. Conventional wisdom holds that some people are innately creative, while most have few original thoughts. Some people are born to be leaders, and the rest are followers. Some people can have real impact, but the majority can't. In Originals, Adam shatters all of these assumptions. He demonstrates that any of us can enhance our creativity. He reveals how we can identify ideas that are truly original and predict which ones will work. He tells us when to trust our gut and when to rely on others. He shows how we can become better parents by nurturing originality in our children and better managers by fostering diversity of thought instead of conformity. In these pages, I learned that great creators don't necessarily have the deepest expertise, but rather seek out the broadest perspectives. I saw how success is not usually attained by being ahead of everyone else, but by waiting patiently for the right time to act. And to my utter shock, I learned that procrastinating can be good. Anyone who has ever worked with me knows how much I hate leaving things to the last minute, how I always think that anything that can be done should be done right away. Mark Zuckerberg, along with many others, will be pleased if I can let go of the relentless pressure I feel to finish everything early. And, as Adam points out, it might just help me and my teams achieve better results. Informed optimist. Every day, we all encounter things we love and things that need to change. The former give us joy. The latter fuel our desire to make the world different, ideally better than the way we found it. But trying to change deep-seated beliefs and behaviors is daunting. We accept the status quo because effecting real change seems impossible. Still, we dare to ask, can one individual make a difference? And, in our bravest moments, could that one individual be me? Adam's answer is a resounding yes. This book proves that any one of us can champion ideas that improve the world around us. Friend. I met Adam just as his first book, Give and Take, was generating buzz in Silicon Valley. I read it and immediately started quoting it to anyone who would listen. Adam was not only a talented researcher, but also a gifted teacher and storyteller who was able to explain complicated ideas simply and clearly. Then my husband invited Adam to speak to his team at work and brought him over for dinner. Adam was every bit as extraordinary in person as he was on paper. His knowledge was encyclopedic, and his energy was contagious. He and I started talking about how his research could inform the debate on gender and began working together. We have done so ever since, conducting research and writing a series of op-eds about women and work. LeanIn.org has benefited immensely from his rigorous analysis and commitment to equality. Once a year, Facebook brings its global teams together, and in 2015, I invited Adam to give a keynote speech. Everyone was blown away by his wisdom and humor. Months later, the teams are still talking about his insights and putting his advice into action. Along the way, Adam and I became friends. When tragedy hit and I lost my husband suddenly, Adam stepped up and stepped in as only a true friend would. He approached the worst time of my life